When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam fi ad-dunya wal akhirah.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were talking about this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام. O Allah, make me among the distinguished ones near you through Hussein عليه السلام in this world and hereafter. So we were discussing the possible meanings, different connotations of وجيها بالحسين in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Up to now, we have concluded that it is either for simple distinguished meaning. Wajihan bil Hussein means, O Allah, make me near you, the distinguished through Hussein. Or it means accepted to you. And we took this meaning from the words of Allama Tabatabai in his monumental exegesis of Al-Mizan. Now, we had a look in the previous episode on the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam in one of the traditions. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in that tradition, said, "An-nas fi dunya amilan, amilun amila fi dunya lid-dunya." There are two kinds of workers in this world. The one who works in this world for the sake of this. And elsewhere, Imam Ali alayhi salam continued describing this group, this category of people. And he continued, "Wa'amilun amila fi dunya lima ba'daha." He said, there is the second type who works in this world for the hereafter. And he continued, فَجَاهُ الَّذِي لَهُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا بِغَيْرِ عَمَلٍ فَأَحْرَزَ الْحَظَّيْنِ مَعًا وَمَلَكَ الدَّارَيْنِ جَمِيعًا. He gets both the shares together and achieves both the worlds. Why? Because he attains this part of this world without action. And he becomes distinguished near Allah. فَأَصْبَحَ وَجِيهًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لا يسأل الله حاجة فيمنعه. This wajih, when he becomes wajih in Allah, when he becomes distinguished near Allah, he never asks Allah for a need that is deprived. Whenever he asks Almighty Allah for anything, he is granted. Now, we will be back after a short break discussing this tradition.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is Do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, this tradition that we had a look at prior to this part reveals a more detailed exposition of the truth. It tells us that one must realize that attaining a status and high rank near Allah, being from among those who are distinguished, being from among those who are wajih in the law, it requires one to understand the difference between means and the goal. It means that the person who wants to be from among the distinguished ones, he has to prioritize. He has to act accordingly to these means and goals and priority of these goals. Those who take the world as means to attain the sublime goal of divine proximity are always successful. They are always distinguished. What did Imam Hussein alayhi salam do? He was the one who prioritized his goals. He could have saved his life. He could have saved his family. These are sublime and divine orders. But this is also the order of the Almighty Allah, to stand against the enemy. In that situation, based on those cause and effect situations, based on those circumstances, Imam alayhi salam chose to stand against the enemy, although he knew he could have been martyred. When the fight started, he knew what would be the end of this war, but he stood against them, and that's what happens. That's why Imam Hussein alayhi salam is wajih both in this world and hereafter. You can see in this world what kinds of great things have happened in this world. How do we remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam? How many times during a year, how many times during month, and how many times during per day we remember, we have the word and we remind ourselves of Hussein. This is being wajih. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam did his action, did his responsibility based on this. When Almighty Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Almighty Allah only accepts from the God-weary. This is one of the cases, this is one of the instances. Seeking status near Allah through Hussein, who is the epitome of taqwa and virtue, is equivalent to struggling to harmonize ourselves with the thoughts, with the words, with the deeds of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Why? Because we believe that he took the world as means to attain the sublime goal of divine proximity. He was the one who first sought to be distinguished in proximity of the Almighty Allah, and we seek to be close to the Almighty Allah through Imam Hussein. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان. الزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين